On a cold Thursday evening last month, about 40 Mendocino County residents gathered inside the Ukiah Valley Conference Center to share their hopes and concerns about the future of downtown Ukiah. The meeting was about the School Street Multimodal Transportation Corridor Study, a planning project funded by an estimated $228,000 Caltrans grant, which was awarded to the city late last year. The study is researching School Street from Clay to Henry Street in downtown Ukiah and aims to identify ways to make the region safer and more accessible for residents, whether walking, biking, or driving. The city says the results will guide future funding efforts to build new infrastructure in downtown Ukiah.
So the orange is this expanded tree area. So right now, the trees and the curb is where the red is. And then if you narrow up the street, you can push things in and have more room for a sidewalk. If new trees get planted, you could plant the new trees further.
Consultants from the engineering firm GHD led the workshop last month, walking participants through a series of stations where they could mark up maps, share comments, and visualize what a better downtown might look like. They passed out surveys asking what people want to see most in downtown Ukiah, whether that be better parking or shaded areas for summer afternoons. But one issue kept coming up: the possible removal of the Chinese pistache trees that line the sidewalks. Those trees, known for their brilliant red and orange leaves, have long been a symbol of Ukiah's downtown. A change.org petition was even launched by local resident Dennis O'Brien and asked the city to protect the trees, calling them the heart and soul of School Street. Others argue that the trees are damaging the infrastructure in downtown Ukiah.
I think they should all the trees should be ripped out and all the sidewalks ripped up and all the utilities replaced and have it done once and for all for the future. It'll be 5 years. In 5 years, it'll look great. People just have to wait.
That's Ukiah resident Paul Barth, who says the city needs to think long term about School Street's health and safety, even if it means losing the Chinese pistache trees. According to consultants at the workshop, the pistache trees' roots have damaged some underground pipes over time. But they also emphasize that the problem is partly due to limited planting space. Nate Oakley, an arborist with GHD, says that when these trees are given proper soil and room to grow, they can thrive without harming nearby infrastructure.
When they're given proper space, the correct planter, they don't have to compete with other things underground. We don't typically see heaving sidewalks or damaged curbs. So I would say they're typically rated as low root hazard.
Deputy City Manager Shannon Riley says the city understands how strongly residents feel about School Street's trees and about preserving the character of downtown.
City staff is always available. You can always call or email us. Our contact information is there. But this is the final formal community input forum.
The city has held several public meetings over the past year to collect feedback on the study. Now, staff will take what they've heard and develop a proposal for the Ukiah City Council to review in spring. That meeting hasn't been scheduled yet, but Riley expects it will happen sometime in February or March. Until then, residents will keep watching closely, hoping the city can find a solution that upgrades downtown while also maintaining its beauty. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Sydney Fishman in Ukiah.